Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Welcome, Impactful Parents. Today, we're going to talk about quick cooking, easy recipes, and teaching your kids how to cook. So today I have a special guest on, Sarah Long. And Sarah is the author of College Cooking 101, Fast Food Without a Kitchen. And she's the perfect person to start talking today about the importance of these quick meals that every parent can use, but more importantly, that maybe we can teach our kids so that when they're off and being independent, they will be able to fend for themselves. So thank you so much for being on today, Sarah.
Thank you so much, Christina, for having me. I appreciate it.
Can you give us some breakfast ideas for food?
Favorite ones is really very simple, and you can do this in a dorm or even in a full kitchen, which is just an egg or an omelet in a microwave. And if you do it in a mug, then it's already in a circular shape, so it's portable. So you can throw it on an English muffin, you can put it on a bagel and take it with you. And everybody's looking for more protein in their diet. So take an egg, you know, put some ham, some green pepper, whatever you put in an omelet, a tablespoon of water in a mug, microwave it for about 30 seconds, and then stir it up 30 seconds more, and then throw it on a bagel. You're good to go.
I can see that as a single mom of four kids, I can totally use that tip tomorrow just to get the kids out the door much faster.
Good. And then another idea, and a lot of teenagers are doing this, are these blended smoothies. A lot of teenagers are using protein powder, making smoothies when they work out or lift weights or go to football practice, basketball practice. And we can use this as moms and for kids. I'm not real big on protein powder, but I love, you know, almond milk with some fruit, throw in a little peanut butter or almond nut butter. And that's a great meal on the go as well. It doesn't have to be breakfast, any meal.
Yeah. That brings me to, what about snack ideas or easy lunch and dinner?
One thing I really love that's really making a comeback into the grocery stores is Indian naan bread, spelled N-A-A-N. It's kind of like a thicker pita. And you can take that and put some spaghetti or pizza sauce, some mozzarella cheese, whatever your pizza toppings would be, and put that in, you can put that in a skillet. You can put it, my favorite place is to cook it in the toaster oven. You can even microwave it, but just a quick pizza. Everybody loves pizza for lunch, dinner, kids love pizza. And even kind of expand that, you can put shrimp on it with mozzarella cheese, some mango salsa, just do something a little bit different.
What else do you have for us?
Bean burritos. When my child was, my little one, when she was two, she loved beans. And so, you know, black beans, take some black beans, sprinkle a little cumin and chili powder, put it on a tortilla with some cheese and throw it in the microwave for about 20 seconds. Or you can roll it up and put it in the toaster oven on 400 for about 10 minutes. And you can serve it with salsa or some avocado. It's a very healthy, high protein snack.
What about dessert? We can't forget about dessert because that is my favorite meal.
Everybody's favorite meal, for sure. One of the things I talk about in the book, and you can also do this at home, is use your Keurig machine for hot water. A lot of people don't think about that, but especially like when you're in a dorm room trying to cook, it's important to think about how else you can get heated meals. And so, you know, Jell-O, for instance, I mean, everybody loves Jell-O. And I, with my kids, I'm always putting fruit in Jell-O. So use a cup of hot water from the Keurig as your hot water to mix in with the Jell-O, just according to package instructions, and put some fruit in there. That's one idea. And then another idea is cake in a mug, which I love that because if you make a whole cake, then you've got a bunch of leftovers. And some, you know, as moms, we're trying not to get our kids to eat as much sugar, or maybe as moms, we're trying to cut down on our sugar. And if you make just one mug, then there's no leftovers. And just the quick recipe on that is take an angel food cake mix and then a regular cake mix. And that regular cake mix you could have, it could be devil's food, it could be vanilla, red velvet, whatever you like. Take 1.5 tablespoons of the angel food cake mix and 1.5 tablespoons of the regular cake mix with 2 tablespoons of water and put it in the microwave for a minute. And you've got your mug cake and serve it with some icing.
Ooh, and you put maybe some ice cream with that and it's a perfect, that's perfect.
Yeah. And you know, now and my kids are e-learning. I know a lot of kids are e-learning, you know, have little celebrations. Celebrate that she, you know, your child got 100% on your spelling test and we're going to have a mug cake to celebrate, that kind of thing.
I love these recipes for right now for parents to do with their child. And then they know how to do it. And then they're going to go off to college and they already got some recipes underneath their belt, which is fantastic. Because we all know that although dorm food is available to them, it's not always the best and greatest option, especially if they're busy, because there's only certain times they can go and retrieve their food. It's just always nice to have your child armed with all the resources they need so you know that they're not going to starve or have to rely on McDonald's, Taco Bell, you know, fast food.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know with my kids going off to college, they don't want to wake up an hour early to go to the cafeteria and stand in line and then walk in the opposite direction. So cooking breakfast in the room makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And so I do have a senior and I'll be preparing for him to be going off. What would you recommend for parents to supply our children with in the dorm so that they can have these resources of, you know, quick, easy meals? Anything else besides a fridge?
I would start, you know, start small and then add to it, make sure they're going to use it. A lot of dorms come with like a micro fridge combination, a microwave and a fridge, or you can rent that through the university. So a microwave is great to have in the room. In my daughter's large university, they allow toasters. So, you know, probably the first step is make sure you look on the housing website to see, usually they don't say what is allowed, they say what's disallowed. So you're good to go if it's not on the disallowed list. A blender is a really good thing to take for those smoothies. Definitely most kids take like a Keurig for coffee. And then again, you can use that hot water for other things. Cup of soup, you could make stovetop stuffing. There's a bunch of stuff you can do with hot water from Keurig.
I'm sure your recipe book is full of so many great ideas of what we can be teaching our kids. How did that book come about? Why did you write this?
Well, my daughter went away to school and about 2 weeks in, I got this text that she hated the food and she was going to have to start cooking in her dorm room. So I went to Amazon and I'm just going to buy a book and just kind of solve this issue. But the college cookbooks that I could find all had a stove and an oven that you needed to have to prepare the meals. There wasn't a book where there was no stove and oven and you could still fix meals in your dorm room. So I just started texting her ideas, sending her information on things that she could do. And I tried to think creatively of some different hacks and like the Keurig idea. And then I just decided to make that into a book. I felt like there was a need and it was something that was needed on the market today.
There definitely is a need and I'm sure it's going to be very successful. How many recipes about would you say are in your book?
There's over 80 recipes.
Oh, wow. Over 80 things that you make cook quickly and in a little tiny dorm. That's amazing. Well, how can we get a hold of this book if we want it for our seniors in high school?
It'll be released on May 7th. And anywhere books are sold, it's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the major book retailers.
And the name of it again, audience, is College Cooking 101, Fast Food Without a Kitchen. So make sure that you check that out. This is a great resource for not only our high school kids, but for obviously our college kids. And then for you parents, if you want something quick and easy, we don't have time. How many times our parents saying, I need to cook something really quick, but McDonald's is the only option that's fast. Here it gives you another option that you can cook something very quick for your kids and you could skip the fast food, which I think is a brilliant idea. So that's what I'm recommending for myself, at least. Well, thank you for being on today, Sarah. I really appreciate you. And thank you, parents. You got this. We're just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge. Browse the free resources or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.